For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. A proposed cheese factory in Great Falls is stirring controversy in the community over fear of larger industrial agriculture development, including a slaughterhouse. Jen Rowell, with the independent online news outlet The Electric, has been covering recent heated zoning board meetings about Big Sky Cheese and its parent company, the Madison Food Park. When did you realize that this project would be divisive in the Great Falls community?
Probably right away, actually. Just where it was is a big piece of property, and it's the principal, he's Canadian and a Hutterite, and around here sometimes that causes some issues. And then just the slaughterhouse aspect really caught a lot of people's attention, and coming up on 2 years and people are still very frustrated by the whole project.
Why are so many community members opposed to a cheese processing factory?
It seems that the fear is not so much the cheese plant itself, it's the bigger project that it's a part of. And this application is a standalone application, but it is also essentially the first phase of the larger food park. And so I think people are really worried that if it gets approved, then that means everything else will get approved, which isn't necessarily the case, but there's no way of predicting that at this point. So I think there's the underlying fear of the slaughterhouse coming that everyone has really latched onto. And I understand their fears, but I also understand the government process, and there are conditions and there are ways to address some of those fears.
So why is it that the slaughterhouse specifically is the point that really starts to make people uncomfortable?
I think there's the fear I hear of industrial agriculture a lot, which is always interesting to me because, I mean, it exists here. And maybe also with the Canadian Hutterite involvement, people don't seem always receptive to that. There's a lot of unknowns, I guess, that are causing fear, and that's perfectly understandable. So it's just kind of a matter of answering some of those questions for people.
So yeah. Has the zoning board done anything to increase public trust in this process, or at least increase understanding?
So they're, I think, starting to understand that the public needs more information to feel better, and the public is coming and asking for it and giving suggestions. And I think that's really been helpful. Like, I like seeing the public come and say, we want to understand this, we want to engage, and we want to know what's going on, which I think is great. The county sometimes pushes back and says, well, we're only legally required to do notifications this way or share this information this way. And so it's kind of been a back and forth of getting them to be a little more proactive in sharing information.
This amount of public comment and public involvement, is this unusual for Great Falls, or is this an ongoing trend in the area?
No, I would say this is highly unusual. I go to a lot of county meetings and city meetings, really any government meeting where I'm the only person in the room or the only non-staff member in the room or not an applicant. The county's had a couple with this project or the food park project in general. And then they also started updating their zoning regulations, and people have kind of latched onto that because they see it as being associated with the slaughterhouse project in particular. But so I've seen more involvement there as well, which I also think is good. When you update your zoning regulations, that's the perfect time to get involved because it does impact every other project after that.
And what do you think is next for Big Sky Cheese in this process?
Basically, what comes next is the board is going to have to make a decision one way or the other on approving or denying the permit.
Well, thank you so much for not only the work you do, but for sharing your reporting with Yellowstone Public Radio.
Of course.
It was nice to have a fun talk about people getting really passionate about local government and cheese factories. It has all the elements of a good story.
Oh, good. I hope so.
For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.